All right, everybody, welcome Patreon subscribers to the inaugural episode of Dem Thrones. Get excited, Tommy Paradise.
I'm excited. I'm into it. We're going to get into it, but I'm into it.
You're into it. I'm into it. What have you watched previously of Game of Thrones? Is this your first ever watching the first episode?
Absolutely nothing. This was my first dive into anything to do with Game of Thrones. In fact, I'm such an idiot that when I was on HBO Max looking for it, I actually typed in Lord of the Rings by accident, not which I've also never seen any of the Lord of the Rings or Hobbits or any of that stuff. This kind of stuff usually isn't my cup of tea.
Okay.
But I said, fuck it, let's do this because there's been so much. Like, I felt like I was when this show was on, I felt like I was the only person not watching it.
Yeah, I got some numbers as the seasons went on. You probably were because they put up some huge numbers. But if you guys are new, you don't know what this is, we're going to rewatch every episode of Game of Thrones from the beginning all the way to the end. We did the first two episodes. This is going to be available for Patreon subscribers. If you're not a Patreon subscriber and you're hearing this, it's because we're throwing this up on our main feed to give you a little taste. We recorded this about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So if you like what you hear, sign up. It's $3 on this tier to get all our bonus episodes. So not a ton of money. You get entry into all our giveaways and all kinds of cool stuff. But after this episode, it's going to be strictly Patreon. So enjoy. So you're not a big fantasy guy. I mean, this is way different than Lord of the Rings. There's way more death and titties in these shows, than, which are two of my favorite things.
Lots of titties.
Yeah. So that is, they throw that in there every like 15 minutes to keep you like into it. But, we did the first two episodes. We'll do two episodes every, I'm watching it with my neighbor who had also never seen it before. I don't know if we'll post the episodes every 2 weeks, but I'm going to watch two every 2 weeks and then we'll probably post them, kind of spread them out a little bit, but it'll be more often than once a month.
I got to be honest, after episode two, I was like, fuck, I got to wait until, I didn't want to like get too much information at once. Get too far ahead. Like, I want my reactions to be real and like, no, you know, and genuine with like what in real time, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So I finished episode two and I was like, oh, I want to keep watching, but I can't.
Yeah. My neighbors wanted to only do two episodes. I was like, oh, I'll do three if you want, but, it gets better from here. The first season it's just like any TV show. It's a little bit slower because there's so many characters. I think the book had 1,500 pages, the first book, which is more than all the Lord of the Rings books combined. So
did you read the book?
No.
Or books? No, me neither.
It is tough. And one of the buddies that I'm with, one of the neighbors that I watched it with the other night, who's a super, super fantasy guy, he would admit to be a huge dork for like this kind of stuff. Says in this instance the show is much better than the book. They eliminate a lot of other storylines that don't really matter. He said there was a couple storylines he wished were in the show, but overall he said the show was good. The last two or three seasons they just kept going because he's been writing the sixth book I think for 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
And he just keeps delaying it. I think he said it's like up to 1600 pages. And he wants to write one more after that. He's not a young guy, so I don't know if we'll ever see it. But the show kind of goes away from the books a little bit, but they did it pretty good. So we'll get into it here. Any questions before we get started? Because there's a lot of information in that first episode.
It was a lot to keep up with, I feel like, for a first episode. Like, I was texting a buddy who's watched them all. He was very excited that, you know, I was getting ready to take him in. I just sent him a picture of that first scene.
Intro.
Yeah. The intro scene where they're like behind behind the cage or whatever it was. And, he's like, oh man, get ready. He was very excited. But, I was, you know, at the end of episode one, not to get too far ahead, you have the, Lannisters, banging each other. And I was like, wait a minute. Aren't they brother or sister? What the fuck's going on here? And her husband's off doing, you know, the king. Like, what is happening? So
he's kind of a playboy, kind of like a drinker, banging chicks. Yeah,
yeah. And him and John talk about it in episode two about all their other reminiscing about, you know, other girls that they've had in the past. So, but yeah, that was really my only question, was just like trying to keep up with who's who. It took me a minute to realize that Jon Snow is Ned Stark's son, but from another relationship. I had questions about that. Like, why, even though it's Ned Stark's son, why is his last name Snow? And that's, you know, we're only in episode two. I'm sure I find that out down the road. I don't know if you can answer that for me right now, but without giving anything away, but.
No, I can't give anything away. That's a pretty big storyline that doesn't get answered till the last season. But it's good you picked up on that because they do focus on it. And it's kind of weird. Like, why is he shunned so much?
Yeah.
Because obviously he's with the kids. I got a picture I'll pull up here of just the family because the Stark family is the one that, you know, the show follows a lot of different people, but they're kind of the centerpiece of the show. Let me pull it up here. I just Googled this. This is Game of Thrones something or another.
Game of Thrones Pornhub.
Can you see my mouse?
No.
Okay. So you see the picture I'm talking about?
There's no picture. It's just a Wikipedia page.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that won't work. Let me see if I can save this picture and send it to you. But that's weird. I thought you would see my screen.
Just the Winter is Coming Wikipedia page.
Huh.
Yeah. We're still figuring out StreamYard here a little bit, folks, if you haven't figured out.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's using different aspects of it than we did with the Run-In podcast. But
all right, let me try it one more time. Share screen. This is pretty important. Oh, here we go. Okay. Now can you see?
There you go.
Okay. So we got Bran over here, the youngest one of the young boys. You got Sansa with the red hair. That's the daughter of Ned Stark. This is Rob. Ned Stark, obviously the king of Winterfell, which is like the capital of the North. The North is kind of like the everyday people. And then you get down to the capital where the Lannisters live. It's all the hoity-toity assholes.
Yeah.
This is his wife. I forget her name.
Cat.
Yeah, Cat. This is Rickon.
You don't see a lot of Rickon in the beginning.
No, you don't see a lot of him in the whole show. I don't know if he's in it too much. He does surface a little bit later. This is Theon Greyjoy, kind of I think they had beat the Greyjoys in some sort of battle, and he came to work for them as kind of like their butler, almost kind of like the family servant kind of thing.
Okay.
And Jon Snow is the son of Ned Stark, bastard son. That's why the wife isn't a big fan of his. We saw a little drama between the two of them. And he's confused. He's got the emo, wants to go to the wall, which is basically like that big, in the very first scene, that big ice wall is basically to keep out the White Walkers.
Mm-hmm.
People go there, work their whole lives, take a vow of celibacy and never come back or kind of thing. So pretty interesting. So episode one kind of start. I mean, it's an awesome first scene. I forget how badass the scene was. He had three random guys from the Night's Watch go out into the forest. They're hearing something. They come across a bunch of dead bodies. They don't. One of the guys runs and tells the others. They don't believe it. And then some White Walkers come up and kill two of the guys. And we don't see the White Walkers again for a long time. But they are kind of the central piece of all of these little villages or islands or lands. Kind of originally they're fighting, and then at the end we got to come together and fight these fucking guys because they're going to come. You know, they even say in the first episode, which I'm surprised, winter is coming. That's kind of the big theme of the show.
Yep.
So then we go to King's Landing. You see Jon Arryn. He was the Hand of the King, which is basically like the vice president, I guess, maybe kind of like the guy that gives advice. He dies. So our boy, the king, goes to Ned Stark and wants him to kind of take over, which he doesn't want.
Assistant to the king.
Assistant to the regional manager. Yeah,
that's right.
Robert Baratheon, the king, who's like kind of this bearded Chris Farley type guy. You know, he's like drinking like. There's the one scene with the two wives are kind of at the head table, and the king is just with all the people like fucking making out with some fat chick and drinking wine. I totally forgot about that because
it reminded me of Jack Black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Their marriage is kind of like which is a lot of marriages in the show, is kind of a fake marriage just for show kind of thing, just for power. What not in that picture was Arya. She's another daughter of the Stark family, so she kind of showed up late. She's a little tomboy one.
Yep.
One of my favorite characters.
She's I was gonna say she's a fucking riot.
Yeah,
she is a riot.
She gets even better as the show goes along. So, let me see, where was I here? So yeah, we meet the Stark family. We meet Cersei and Jaime. That's the wife of the king and her brother. We find out they're kind of banging and in cahoots, brother and sister. We find a lot of brother and sister grossness in this first episode. I forgot about.
Yeah. What is the brother's name?
Jaime Lannister.
Yeah. Does he not look like the Dennis Leary?
A little bit. Yeah.
A couple times though, I was gonna grab my phone and like research if he was in it or not, because I was like, damn. I can
see that.
Like, Dennis Leary's from Massachusetts, so he's like at Bruins games all the time and stuff. So he's like always on TV up here. So like for whatever reason, I was like, god damn, that looks just like him in certain scenes. There's other scenes where he's very much better looking than Dennis.
He's a good looking dude for sure. Great actor too, so we'll see more of him. There's a lot of people in the show that you would recognize, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which makes it a little bit harder, because I know the guy who plays Ned Stark has been in a lot of stuff. He was in like National Treasure and I think Mission Impossible and stuff like that, but it's a mostly unknown cast. You know, maybe the guy who's the biggest in this show is Khal Drogo. What's his name? The guy who is Aquaman.
Yep.
We see him. He's kind of like this
Jason Momoa.
There you go. He's kind of this warlord, kind of Viking guy. He marries Daenerys, who also has a creepy brother, Viserys Targaryen. He's kind of trying to marry his sister off to gain some power. We learn that they're the Targaryen family. They were the it family for years and years and years, and actually the show that came out last year, the new kind of the prequel to Game of Thrones, is kind of centered around the Targaryens, so we kind of learn more about them. So maybe we'll watch that once we're done this, but we'll get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Ned kills the guy that was saw the White Walkers, which I thought was kind of shitty, because the guy obviously had seen some shit. He was super scared, needed some chapstick for sure. His fucking lips were dry as shit. he makes all the little sons watch the execution, which was nice.
They didn't waste any time getting into the gore of the of the show.
Oh yeah, the first scene where the guys go to the forest,
White Walkers,
beheaded and you know all kinds of dead bodies there. And then we see, I forget what they're doing. They're kind of going through the forest and they see a dead direwolf.
Yep.
And the Starks grab all the pups. That's pretty important. Each one of the kids gets one of those dogs, kick-ass looking dog. They're kind of like wolves almost. They get pretty big.
Yep.
And you see it in the show. In like a couple months, they're already like a full-size dog.
And they're not supposed to be in the north.
They're supposed to be over the wall, I think. Yeah. And of course, Jon Snow gets kind of the albino kind of runt one. You know, it's a little foreshadowing that he's, you know, he's always get the short end of the stick kind of thing. The first episode of this show did 2.2 million viewers. So did the second episode. To compare, the last season, the eighth season premiere, had 11.7 million viewers. Ooh. So it definitely gained in popularity over the years. We fast forward to kind of I think that was the episode where Queen Cersei's kids are just like little assholes.
Yes.
Is that this one? Yeah. Yep. We meet Tyrion, who's the brother of Cersei and Jaime. He's obviously a dwarf. Very important character. One of the funniest characters. He's heel. I would say he's heel for half the show and face for the other half, if you want to use a wrestling term.
And quick funny story here, watching this, my wife was like, nah, I think I'm good. Like, I asked her if she wanted to watch it with me. She's like, nah, I think I'm good. You know, she's not really into the fantasy stuff. But now that I've like talked about it a little bit, she's kind of like back and forth. But she came down. I was watching it downstairs. She comes downstairs to get a snack, and it's the scene where he's getting a blowjob.
Oh,
and she's just like, oh, what are you? This is Game of Thrones? Like, yeah, it's like. It's like when you're watching wrestling and somebody walks in the room.
Your mom walks in. Yeah. And it's like Sable topless or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was like, oh, there's been other stories. It's not just a dwarf getting a blowjob.
That was funny where Jamie comes to get Tyrion to, you know, for the whatever ceremony they were doing. And he's with a whore. Like, we got to speed this up. And it brings like four more prostitutes in to,
to
speed up the conjugal visit. So
also he's the angry elf from Elf.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Really good actor too. There's, I mean, a lot of these people have gone on to do some really good stuff, and he's a great actor and really makes this show. So, other than that, we know something is up with Jamie and Cersei. They're kind of, you can tell they're plotters. They're behind the king's back. You know, she kind of married him for the wrong reasons. And then we see them. Bran is kind of a climbing kid. He climbs the tower, discovers Cersei and Jamie having sex. They try to hide their little affair by shoving Bran out the window, and that's how the first episode ends. So pretty cool. I forgot that happened in the very first episode, because I guess he's been paralyzed or whatever since then. So really good episode. You meet a lot of people. There's also some people in the background that are going to be very important that didn't even say a single word. But the biggest thing for, I think, people that want to watch the show is just there's so many names. It's really hard to memorize the names because there's so many different Maester this guy and Lord this guy. So I think they do a pretty good job, though, of like the Lannisters are important, the Starks are important, and obviously Daenerys is important, marrying Khal Drogo. So
yeah,
good episode, kind of sets the scene for the season. And I guess the season revolves around Ned Stark going to the Capitol. Which he's this kind of rough and tumble, kind of like almost a cowboy kind of guy. And he's going to have to go live it up with, you know, the fancy ass people in Annapolis, kind of, I compare it to. So, which is, you know, Annapolis is my idea of fancy around here in Maryland. Sure. So.
Some of those scenes with Daenerys, a little uncomfortable. With her brother feeling her up the first time she has sex with her new husband.
Yep.
You're just like, oh, this is a little rough to watch. That's what I was actually explaining to somebody tonight. I'm like, there are some uncomfortable, like, there's somebody at one of my trivia games who is in the same boat. She's never watched it before. So it's just kind of like, it's good. Like, definitely give it a shot. And I was kind of just like, man, be prepared though. There are some very, very uncomfortable scenes, that you just kind of got to get through. But,
that's, I would say, a common theme. Yeah, there was some tough ones. I mean, she's basically being raped by him. She doesn't want to marry him.
Yeah,
she's being forced to. The brother is like, I'd let the whole army, you know, bang you.
Yeah,
you always want to hear from your brother,
right? Right.
But yeah, and we do see her. She gets these eggs as one of the gifts. I think that's the first episode.
Yep. Yep.
Is that the first episode or the second?
Yep. The three eggs. It's one of her wedding gifts.
Yep. Yep. Which is important. Kind of a foreshadowing with that. And I do like the Drogo or whatever. What are those guys called? Their wedding is just like people are like banging. Like two guys orgy. Getting a fight. Yeah. Yeah. It's very
somebody gets killed. Somebody gets killed.
Somebody dies. Yeah.
And somebody says it wouldn't be, I forget what his people are called, but like it wouldn't be one of their weddings without a death.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just fucking wild.
Yep. So that's the first episode, man. Pretty good. I do like, and I hate to not mention this, that it does change every episode as we meet new little like areas, but the beginning like intro is so good. The song is obviously catchy as shit, but we were constantly getting like, I don't know how they drew that or whatever, but like the kind of the city, it's almost like an origami looking thing, and it like grows and like separates and shows like the entire like castle or whatever. And as the seasons go on, we see more and more stuff and more areas, and that's a good way to like kind of realize what's what and where stuff is on the map.
I didn't know that, so I'm going to, because for episode two I just skipped the intro.
I will
not do that going forward.
Yeah, like episode to episode it won't change too much, but season to season it definitely will. So it's worth watching because it gives you an idea where everything is. All right, episode two, The King's Road, also gets 2.2 million viewers. By the way, they filmed these episodes. I get some Croatia, United Kingdom, Canada, Iceland, Malta, Morocco, and Spain. They filmed the first episode, and the HBO folks said it was awful, so they basically rewrote it and hired a whole new cast, which is interesting. You think about what would have happened if they would have kept those people. But second episode, we see kind of Ned Stark is headed to the Capitol with his daughters, and then the wife, Caitlin, is staying back to kind of take care of Bran, who obviously fell out of the window. He's unconscious. I don't know how back then people stayed alive in a coma without any kind of like medical care, but I don't know if this is even back then. I always never know what to say, because this is obviously in another universe.
He didn't even have an EKG hooked up to him. I don't know how.
No face cloth on the head to keep his head damp. And further on in the episode, we see Caitlin kind of taking care of him. Some random guy comes in. Obviously, it's a kind of a assassin hired by Cersei and Jaime. We didn't really find that out, but you can put two and two together because they did not want this news coming out. There's a scene where the family's eating like breakfast or something, and Cersei is not happy to hear that he did not die
right that
fall. So, and Caitlin, whatever, takes care of the fucking assassin pretty good with the help of the direwolf, which is
cool. As I said, direwolf comes in. That's where you kind of see. That's where you kind of see what the direwolves are all about.
Yep,
they protect their own.
Scene there, yeah. So they're good. They're good to have for sure. Khal Drogo, we see more of her and Daenerys. She's struggling with her new marriage. There's they're called the Dothraki. They're just kind of like hoarders or warriors. But she's getting taken by a bunch of these handmaids, and she talks to one of them who I guess is going to give her some sex advice, because I don't think she knows what to do.
That scene, I'm not going to lie to you, a little hot.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, there was a couple scenes where she was just like naked for no, like just extended scene, like 2 minutes of her just standing naked.
Yeah,
So pretty good. So yeah, she's kind of going to school, getting some classes on how to ride that thing. What else do we see?
Get more involvement from Jon Snow. Like, you hear more about him. He talks to the dwarf. And dwarf kind of gives him some advice there. Caitlin finds the hair. She goes exploring. Maybe I'm getting ahead of you here, but that's because it's at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
But she goes into that castle where the Lannisters were banging.
Yep.
And where Bran fell from, finds a blonde hair and starts talking that she thinks, somebody, that they had something to do with this.
She knew something was up.
Yeah. She has a feeling that something's up. So she's talking to that older guy. I don't know his name yet. And a couple of the other like staff, I guess you would say, of Ned's.
Yeah. The maester, all their like, kind of like doctors or like butlers and stuff like that. People that work for them. Yeah. So she's on to it. Didn't take long. But it's kind of too late because her husband's already headed to the Capitol. She's going to stay back with the kid who's injured. So definitely a storyline that we will watch there. Tyrion and Jon Snow are headed to the Wall. I'm not really sure why they go there. It doesn't really say. Jon Snow had talked about joining the Watch, the Night's Watch. I know he doesn't do that, or he does at some point, but... we do see Cersei's son, Joffrey, getting a little fight with Arya and another boy in the village.
Butcher's son.
Yeah, he's a little... I mean, maybe... I don't want to hype it up too much, but I would say in the top five for the worst characters...
Joffrey?
In TV history, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little bitch.
Yeah.
Only two episodes in, but...
You'll see more, but he gets Arya in trouble, and the butcher's boy gets kind of like beaten to a bloody pulp. We see him riding by on a horse. I don't know if he's dead or not. Jon Snow does give Arya a sword. Kind of the whole first couple seasons, or three or four seasons, is Arya. Sansa kind of wants to marry somebody, be a queen, have babies, and live that kind of like. Queen type life, and Arya wants to have a sword and fucking kill people and fight people. So very different, but Jon Snow gives her a sword that he has made. So that's pretty cool. I'm trying to think how it ends.
Bran wakes up.
Oh yeah, Bran wakes up at the very last end. We do meet the Hound. for a second, you probably didn't even recognize him. He's Joffrey's bodyguard. It's
I don't think I saw him.
Yeah, you wouldn't really recognize him. He's kind of like a soldier in like a suit of armor.
Is he the one that's looking for Arya in the woods? When she runs away and she tells the dire wolf to go because they'll kill her. And she's like sitting by the tree and there's like a knight looking for her.
Yep. So Ned kills the dog. I don't know why that was the compromise for Joffrey getting scratched or something, but kills the dog. We don't see it on camera, so I don't remember if it comes back or not. That's Arya's dog. And then the very last scene, we see Bran wake up from his coma. So shit's about to go down, obviously.
And some tension between Ned and the king because
their
families are fighting. So,
So another good episode of kind of like just setting the pace, meeting some characters. Two really good episodes, but we haven't got into the kind of wars and fighting and all that kind of stuff. It's just mainly kind of a meet and greet so far, but both well done. I think we've met a lot of important characters. Let me see if I can pull up kind of I can send it to you, but if you Google Game of Thrones family tree, it'll have all the characters kind of like who is married to who, whose kid is who, and who's killed who, and all that kind of stuff. So I've been looking at that. Pretty helpful. There's one from Entertainment Weekly. I'll send you the link for.
That's one I just pulled up.
Yeah, it's called All in the Family at the top. So it has little pictures of everybody. A lot of these people we haven't met yet, but the biggest ones are on that. So what'd you think? Two episodes in?
Yeah, I like it. I wasn't like against, watching this. Like, it wasn't like, I don't know how much we've shared about how I'm like, part of my life story at 41 years old is never seeing Goonies. And I'm just going to keep it that way. But it was just a show. I never really got into just because I'm not a huge fantasy guy. But I'm glad I started watching this. I'm glad we started doing this so that I can watch it, because both episodes, episode one, I started watching Friday night, and it was like, it was after Logan had hockey practice and stuff, so it was late. I started it probably at 10:30, so it got over around 11:30, quarter of 12, and I was like, "Fuck, I want to watch the next episode." But I was like, "I'm not gonna get sucked in." And I think, I don't know if I said this on air before we started recording, but like even after episode two, like I wanted to keep watching when Bran wakes up, but I didn't want to get too far ahead and forget things that from episode one and two, get too far ahead of our programming here. But so far I like it, man. Like I said, it's there's a lot to follow, which is not, it's one of those shows. One of my friends always said to me, like, if you ever do watch it, keep your phone in another room or off to the side. Like, you can't be diddling on your phone while you're watching it. You gotta be paying attention. So luckily there is, with the HBO Max plan that I have, there's ads, so I do get like a chance to like kind of catch my breath and refresh for a minute, grab something to eat quick. Right. Yeah. Like quick little refresher. Other than that, man, it's like your blinders on and you're into the stories. So the cinematography is great too. Like some of it looks like green screen, but there is stuff like with the landscapes and stuff that are just, it's super beautiful looking.
Yeah. The scene where they kill the guy from the Night's Watch in the first season was like a huge, like grassy mountain area. It was really cool.
Reminds me of when I went to Ireland.
Yes. That's probably where it was. I think Ireland was one of the places it shot, but you will find that, I don't know, it is a fantasy show, but I mean, it's got a lot of things to hook people in. That's not just magic and dragons and stuff.
Right.
It is very similar to wrestling, because some of the people that are the best right now are going to be turning heel, and some of the heels are going to be your favorites, in a couple seasons. So it is a fun dynamic. And I do love, as we get into the show, we'll have these two, this is the first episode or second episode, and everyone's kind of together, and then they kind of like separate. This guy goes with her for a little bit on a mission, and we see a different dynamic with the dwarf and somebody else. So it's really cool. But two episodes in, we're going to watch two every week. We'll have episodes here for you on Patreon, guys. Thank you for subscribing. Also, we're going to do a movie podcast. I have a bunch of people lined up that have never seen certain movies. The Dark Knight. You've never seen Goodfellas, which is awful. Well, that'll be coming out down the pike on our Patreon as well. So a lot of cool stuff coming in 2024, man.
Yeah, make sure. I mean, obviously you guys are signed up, but
well, we don't have to pressure them. These are the people we love. So
that's right.
Hanging out for you guys. If you want to talk about the show, we'll set up a chat in the Discord. You can do that, I'm sure, or Zach can, and have a Game of Thrones kind of sub chat in there. We'll talk as we get in, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that haven't seen the show and want to kind of follow along. So do it with us, and it'll be fun. So anything else before we get out of here, dude?
I can't wait to watch episode 3 and 4.
a huge rainstorm coming in tomorrow.
We got that coming too.
Yeah, 50 mile an hour wind. So I got to take some. I got this big pitching net I put up for Nash. I'm sure it's going to blow away. So I'm going to go take that down. Dad shit. So
yeah, it's the best.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching. They're going to watch this too, right? They'll have a video.
Yeah, this will be on Patreon too.
Cool. So yeah, we'll have some different graphics to put up too. So you can kind of walk through it with us, and any confusing parts, we can kind of break it down. But yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll be back here next week.
See you guys.
See you.